Lawmakers on Capitol Hill worked through the night last night debating amendments to the American Health Care Act, the Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. We're going to hear from two congressmen now, both Republicans, both from Alabama, but with different takes on it. First, Congressman Bradley Byrne. Congressman, welcome back.
It's great to be back on the show.
And are you still supporting the American Health Care Act?
I am indeed. I know we've got some changes that we'll be going through over the next several days as we get some, you know, reasonable things worked out in it. But yes, on the whole, I support it, and I think we're going to pass it here in the House.
Well, what changes do you think are going to be coming?
Well, there's a pretty active discussion going on right now about the duration of the extension of the Medicaid program. You know, the original plan was for it to be extended 3 years. But I think it may be rolled back from the 3 years to something short of that. Exactly what that'll be, I don't know yet.
But a shorter period of time. So it would actually roll back the expansion of Medicaid even sooner than what was being planned in this plan.
That's right, because there were a number of people that were concerned, and I'll be honest with you, I'm one of them, that we were being too generous in that regard. So, and I come from a state that, you know, did not accept the Medicaid expansion. So people from those states have been arguing that we thought it was more prudent for us to cut back on that.
Are you worried, though, that if you do that, that poor people in this country are going to be unable to get health insurance?
No, I'm not, because what we've done with Obamacare is we put so many mandates on the program, and we've done so many things to make it unattractive for those people to be able to get a doctor, that even though they may have health insurance or have Medicaid, they're not being able to find doctors who will actually treat them. I actually heard that in my town hall meeting Monday night, and we've heard for the last several months that there are people in my district who have Medicaid, but more and more doctors are refusing to accept Medicaid patients. What we're doing with this law will get health care quicker and better to the people in my district who are poor and have the means of being able to get health care through Medicaid or through some sort of an insurance program.
But how are they going to be able to find a doctor if they don't have insurance? If the rollback of the expansion goes even quicker?
Because the doctors out there will find it more attractive to treat these people because they won't have all the heavy mandates and restrictions on the program. I have a lot of poor people in my district, and I'm hearing from them that though they have this coverage or they have Medicaid, they're not able to find a doctor. And I'm hearing from the doctors who are saying they're actually losing money in taking care of these people the way we've set up these programs, which obviously does not work.
We spoke yesterday with Kathleen Sebelius, the former Health and Human Services Secretary, and asked her about the fact that this plan calls for an increase in health savings accounts, which she says are great in theory, but many people don't have the extra money to put into health savings accounts. Are you concerned about that at all?
No, I'm not. I think the more we make those available to people and take the unwarranted restrictions that were put on them under Obamacare, I think more people will not only have them, they'll use them and find them to be very beneficial. Look, people's deductibles and copays have gone up dramatically. And at least we could help people with some of those copays and deductibles by giving them an account that they can put money into and draw out of and not have to pay taxes on it.
But people would still have to have the money to put into those accounts.
Well, and that's why we have the refundable tax credit option that's in this program, which I think will help a lot of people. People will have money, and if they want to put them in these accounts, they can. If they want to use some other vehicle to do it, they can do that too. The hallmark of what we've got here is that we're taking mandates off of people and off of providers. We trust the American people to make the right choices for themselves and not have some big government bureaucracy tell them what they can and can't do.
Are you concerned that the AARP, the American Medical Association, and the American Hospital Association have come out against this plan?
Those are very important organizations. We need to listen to them, as I do all the time. But at the end of the day, we have to take into account all of the different concerns that we all have here and make sure that we come up with a plan that makes sense for everybody. What we've done here is reach an appropriate balance that takes care of all the concerns in the best way possible going forward. And as we implement this problem going forward, we should work with all those organizations you just named.
I want to ask you about one more thing, and that's the politics of this. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, tweeted today, "House health care bill can't pass Senate without major changes. To my friends in House, pause, start over, get it right, don't get it fast." Do you think that you're going to have some problems getting this not just through the House, but through the Senate, even with Republicans in charge?
Well, I don't speak for the Senate. We've had enough senators trying to tell the House members what to do, and I'm certainly not going to tell the Senate what to do. I trust when we pass the bill over here that Trump will go over there with Senate Republicans and Senate Democrats and explain to them in clear and precise terms why it's important to them to pass this bill.
That's Congressman Bradley Byrne, a Republican from Alabama. Congressman, thanks so much.
It's great to be with you.